This is The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. The Ukrainian government's war with Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country has restarted. There's been new shelling in recent days, followed by intense fighting and signs of a potential humanitarian crisis. President Trump, meanwhile, has been relatively quiet on the conflict, even batting away attempts by Fox News' Bill O'Reilly in an interview that aired last night to get the president to acknowledge the violent and anti-democratic tendencies of Vladimir Putin.
Will I get along with him? I have no idea.
He's a killer, though. Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?
There's a different tone, though, at the United Nations. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley delivered a forceful response in her first appearance before the UN Security Council late last week.
We do want to better our relations with Russia. However, the dire situation in eastern Ukraine is one that demands clear and strong condemnation of Russian actions.
Christopher Miller is a Kiev-based correspondent who's been reporting on the war in eastern Ukraine for Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty. Christopher, welcome to The Takeaway. I can hear you in a cafe there for a good internet connection in Kiev.
Yes, I'm back in the capital now after spending the past couple of weeks on the front lines out in eastern Ukraine.
So what is the current state of the conflict? What is flared up and where?
Actually, today is the calmest it's been on the front line, according to those I've spoken with, for the last 2 weeks. You know, what we saw in the town of Avdiivka, which is just north of the separatist stronghold Donetsk, was more reminiscent of the intense battles that we saw in 2014 and 2015, and unlike anything we've seen, you know, in almost 2 years' time. Tanks, heavy artillery systems, small arms, you name it, came crashing down on cities like Avdiivka, which was hit the worst. They had no power, no water, no heating for more than a week. I was on the phone earlier with a city official there who said that those have now been restored today, but more than 19 people were killed, dozens more wounded. Those numbers include civilians as well. It was a pretty bad situation.
So what about the timing here, Christopher? Why this escalation and why now? Can we assume, is it safe to assume that some of this has to do with a testing of a new administration in the United States?
I think it's safe to say that that has something to do with it. You know, I'd be hesitant to say it's just one and only one thing. My sources within the Ukrainian military and the Ukrainian government have also said that there were discussions within the military and in the upper echelons of the government also to test the new administration as well. You know, and definitely both sides politically have exploited the recent surge in fighting out there. I think it's probably safe to say that the Kremlin has been pleased in the reaction or lack thereof from the White House. You mentioned Nikki Haley's remarks at the UN, and I think those and the remarks from the U.S. OSCE office in Vienna, that's the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, had the strongest statements and did mention Russia and Russian aggression specifically in those statements, whereas the White House left those out and any mention of Russia out of their statements.
And so how is the Ukrainian government in Kiev reacting now to all of this confusion? They couldn't get the Obama White House to send lethal weapons, though they did send other support. It seems even more unlikely now that President Trump would help to move against Russia. How are they reacting?
Definitely, they do fear that there's going to be less support from the new administration, and they've all but kissed goodbye the prospect of getting lethal arms from the Trump administration, although they have, in the past few days, brought that idea up again in interviews with local media, saying that what they really need are javelin weapons to better fight off tank attacks by the separatists. But there is a palpable fear in Kiev that they will not get as much support this year from the U.S., and a fear also that that could also permeate, you know, into Europe. There are some big elections this year in France in particular. A lot of the leaders who have been involved in negotiating peace deals over here are no longer in office, and that definitely is something that is on the minds of officials here.
Christopher Miller for Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty. Thanks, Christopher.
Thank you.